Hello, I'm Bobby King. Welcome to my rant. A candid 30-minute dive into the chaotic and captivating world of everything and anything. Unfiltered thoughts, raw opinions, and a weekly rendezvous with the unexpected. Let's navigate the twists and turns of life together, one rant at a time. A little bit about me. I used to work in radio. I was in Christian radio for 11 years. I did a show called The Wake Up Call for 10 years. And this is going to be different than that. Back then, I would read scripture and talk about the scripture that I had read. This podcast may or may not have scripture in it. I'm not sure. Back then, I was trying to reach Christians. Now, I'm trying to reach everybody. Whether you believe in God or not, doesn't matter. If you want to have a conversation, open a dialogue, this is the podcast for you. Everybody has... can tell you what the problem is. They can tell you what's wrong with something or somebody, but they don't come up with solutions. I'm going to give you solutions. I'm going to give you solutions. I'm not perfect. I would never say that I am, nor will I speak in a way that would make you think that I'm perfect. What I'm going to give you is my perspective. The way I look at the world, the way I look at Christianity and religion, the way I look at these things after 61 years on this planet and 56 years in ministry. I have listened to pastors, ministers, preachers, rabbis, bishops, and read the Bible multiple times. And I know people say, well, the Bible is just an old book written by a bunch of old white people. Well, I'm going to show you that it's not, and that it's more than that. I want to show you a form of Christianity, a way of looking at Christianity from a perspective of a person who's been through some stuff, of a guy who wants the best for people, because that's what God wants for us. He wants the best for people. So that's who I am. That's what I want to do with this podcast. I want to do this for 100 weeks and show you, reveal to you, a perspective of God that you may have never heard before. I'm going to talk about things that church leaders don't want to talk about because it doesn't put bodies in the building. It doesn't put money in their pockets. It's just, I'm not looking to make money on this. I'm not looking to, collect an offering. None of that. That's not what I'm doing. Okay, this podcast is simply to educate, to show you a perspective that I don't see in the church, talk about things that I don't hear church leaders talking about, and that's what I'm going to do. Some of the things I'm going to talk about is your perspective. What do you see when you look at this world? What do you see when you see people? What do you look for when you meet somebody new? What is the thing that they say or they do or they act, the way they act? What is your perspective on human beings, on people? That's one of the things I want to talk about on this podcast. Your perspective on religion, your perspective on your daily life, how you make daily decisions, what motivates you, what gives you direction. It's our perspective, how we look at things, how we come about the knowledge that we need to make a decision. Do you get knowledge before you make a decision, or do you, fly off the handle and just ride on the seat of your pants? I don't know. That's what I want to know. See, I like to research. I like to get to know. I like to have knowledge before I make a decision. Sometimes I can't. Sometimes there isn't time, so I just put faith in God that I make the right decision. That's different from maybe your perspective, and that's fine. I want to hear your perspective. How do you make your decisions? What motivates you to get up in the morning? What motivates you to get out of bed in the morning? And if you have no motivation, maybe we can talk about that. I'd like to talk about that. Some days I don't have motivation. There are things in my life that, would probably bring people down. Bring someone down, bring them, to their knees. I try not to let things do that to me. I try to, when something seems to be overtaking me mentally, emotionally, physically, I find ways to keep moving forward, to keep pushing, to look at it from another perspective, to find a perspective that helps me to get through those times when I don't want to move, when I don't want to get out of bed, when I don't want to get up, and I'd rather be on social media scanning than actually doing something outside my comfort zone. So this is one of the things we want to talk about. We want to talk about perspective. Another thing I want to talk about is the difference between truth and fact. See, there's a difference between truth and fact. It's so funny. I remember growing up watching these, court dramas, TV shows, movies, and they always have the person put their left hand on a Bible and raise their right hand and say, "I swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. So help me God." Well, there's only one truth. That's the Bible. That's God's word. Everything else is fact. And I'm going to explain that in more detail in a future podcast. But what they should be saying when they put their hand on the Bible and raise their right hand is, "I will tell the facts, only the facts, and all the facts, so help me God." Because that's what they're going to do. They're not going to talk about the Bible when they're on the stand. They're going to talk about the facts pertaining to the case. So that's a difference. That's a quick difference between truth and fact. When everybody uses that saying, "You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free," that truth, Jesus was talking to the rabbis of his time and said to them, "You know the truth of who I am as Jesus Christ, and that will set you free." And I'm going to talk about that on a podcast, future podcast, about that, just that one saying, because it's in Scripture. And people use it all the time, and they're using it out of context. But we'll talk about that. We're going to talk about the English language, how people abuse the English language. I want to talk about just different topics that I think at the end of the 100 weeks, you will have a better understanding of who God is, and you'll have a better understanding of what the purpose of the Bible is. You'll have a better understanding of this type of religion. See, Christianity to me isn't a religion, it's a way of life. I remember growing up in the Bible Baptist school from 5 to 15 years of age, I was taught the laws, commandments, and statutes of God, and I lived by them. I wanted to do that. And I, you know, people say, "Well, you know, how can you not sin?" Well, I did sin, but I knew that I was forgiven of my sin. All I had to do was ask for forgiveness, and I was forgiven of my sins. But the thing of it is I lived within these parameters. I lived within what some people have called in a Christian box. Now, I'm not saying that's for everybody. I know that's not for everybody, but I'm not asking you to live in the Christian box. I like living in it. A couple of guys told me one time in a men's meeting at my church, "Bob, you got to get out of that Christian box." I tried that for a couple of years, but I didn't like it. I didn't like being outside that Christian box. I love being a Christian. I love my life. I love when something goes wrong in my life that I don't have to cry about or get upset about it. It's life. Bad things happen to good people. Bad things happen to bad people. I mean, bad things happen. And if you're going to sit there and whine about it, how's that changing your situation? It's not changing your situation. You're whining about it. You got to get up, pull your boots on, and get to work on moving forward. Get to work on moving forward. So we're going to talk about the difference between truth and fact. Okay? Now, another thing I'm going to talk about in this 100 weeks is doctrine. What is doctrine? What is that? What is that? What does it mean, that word? So we're gonna dive into man's doctrine, God's doctrine, various types of doctrine. And I'm really going to dissect it and get deep into it. But the reason I'm doing this, now let me remind you, the reason I'm doing it, I'm not doing this to change your perspective. I'm doing it to show you a perspective, to open a dialogue. Now, if you don't agree with what I'm saying, that's fine. I'm not asking you to agree with me. I'm not asking you to believe what I believe. I'm not asking you to follow the doctrine that I'm going to show that I believe in, which is God's doctrine. I don't believe in man's doctrine. Yes, I listen to preachers and ministers and pastors and rabbis and bishops. Yes, I listen to them preach, but I don't take their word for it. If they reference a scripture from the Bible, I go back and I read it, and I say, "Okay, I don't agree with what he said," because I can do that. I'm a human being. I can make that choice to disagree with somebody. I don't have to agree with the pastor of a church or the minister or the bishop or the rabbi. I don't have to agree with them. I had to find my own way in Christ. I had to find my path, my purpose in God. Waiting for someone else to tell me how to live my life, that's not what I want to be doing. That's not what you should be doing. Just because, you know, if your parents tell you this is the way it should be, well, your parents don't know everything. Mine didn't. When I was a little boy, I wanted to be an actor. And my parents said, no way. You're too smart. You're going to be a doctor or a lawyer. Well, I showed them I wasn't any of those things. When I got out of high school, I went right to work at a warehouse job. And I've worked primarily warehouse jobs all my life. I jumped around from job to job. I only had two really long jobs, which was WTIS Radio for 11 years and now at Target for over 12 years. But before that, no, I didn't. I took a job, I'd work 2 or 3 months, get bored, and move on to something else. Because I get bored too easy. I get bored so easy. And I move on. You don't hold my attention, I'm gone. I love to learn. I want to learn. I want to grow my mind. You know, that's what I want to do as a Christian, is grow as a Christian. And my purpose, I find, is to help others. My purpose is to be there for others. And that's what I want this podcast to be. I want it to be a safe place where you can come and talk about whatever you want to talk about and leave comments. And I know if you leave a comment, you're going to have people read your comment and attack you. I'm not going to allow that. If you leave a comment and somebody attacks you, I will erase their comments, their hate comments. And I won't block them. I'll just erase their comments because I don't block people. That's not what I do. But I don't tolerate hate speech. It's messed up. People out there thinking they can get away with it. But here's the thing. The reason there's so much hate out there, there's so much people spewing hate out there, is because of the fact that they're getting away with it. You're encouraging it by commenting on hate speech. You're encouraging it by posting a video on TikTok or Instagram with their comment and then giving your feedback on their comment, on their hate comment. If you give it no value, it has no value. Now, I know you're trying to, you know, increase your followers, get them to comment, get them to like, get them to share. It helps with your algorithm on Instagram and on TikTok. But that's fine. Let them comment. Let them spew their hate and just walk away from it. Give it no value. If you give it no value, it has no value. So when somebody spews, now for me, when somebody spews hate in my direction, I laugh at them. I had a guy one time do a hate comment on something that I commented on a post on Instagram. He spewed hate towards me, and I did 15 of the emojis of the laughing with the tears coming out of the eyes. And he got angry with me. He made another hate comment after that. And I called him an idiot, because that's what he is. He doesn't know me. He knows nothing about me. Yet he's telling me that I'm this and I'm that, when I'm none of those things that he said. And that just shows how ignorant a hate commenter is. They don't take the time to get to know the person they're commenting on. They don't take the time to know their perspective. They just want to spew hate. And that's fine. You want to spew hate, if that's your thing, then by all means do it. I mean, like I said, I don't like block people. I want people to follow my accounts. I want people to hear what I have to say. So if you want to spew hate on my podcast, knock yourself out. Your words mean nothing to me. Your hate comment means nothing to me. I give it no value. I'm not going to comment on your comment. I'm not going to battle with you. Okay? I'm not going to battle with you. If you want to spew hate. Now, if you want to say something opposite to what I'm saying, that your perspective is different than mine, okay, and we want to do it in a respectful, educated manner, then fine. I'll comment. We'll have a discussion. We'll open that chain of comments and have a discussion on whatever you want to talk about. But haters, I'm going to laugh at you, okay? My mom told me I could never use this word because it's rude, but you're stupid. All right, and you're going to make me laugh. So I like the comedic relief that I get from haters. I'm sorry, but I've had people say stupid things to my face and laugh right at them and see them as they're getting angry at me. I don't care. Get angry with me. Be angry. But your commenting on something, or you're stating something that either isn't true, isn't factual, or is uneducated. And I'm sorry, but if you have the ability to learn and you don't take the time to learn, and you're going to open your mouth, talk about something that you know nothing about, I'm sorry, that's comic relief to me. It really is. So even though, and I apologize sometimes after I've offended someone, I do apologize sometimes when I feel that an apology is necessary. But if you take offense by something I say, and that's on you, okay? I'm going to say what I think needs to be said from my perspective. But if you don't agree with it, that's fine. That's why I'm doing this. I want to open dialogue. I want us to talk about the problems, okay? And hate is not a problem. Hate, the giving it value, that's the problem. So stop giving haters value. Just stop it. Don't comment on it. Don't do anything. Don't block them. Let them comment. Let them hate. That gives you more comments on your post. That gets you more follows. It helps your algorithm. Once people comment, let them comment. Let them say what they want to say. Don't take it personally because they don't know you. You've never met them face to face. They've never sat down and had dinner with you. So just let them do what they do and move on. Let them do what they do and move on. Okay, so let's talk about another thing that I'm going to talk about in this podcast. The saying, make America great again. Well, I'm sorry. I'm not a political person, first of all. Let me just say that up front. I'm not into politics. I couldn't intellectually talk about the things of the government today, what's going on, what the President Trump is doing or not doing. I couldn't do it. I have a friend who used to send me text messages about things that, you know, he wanted me to see. I asked him to send me political stuff because I'm not a political person. But if you want to leave a political comment and want to open that dialogue with me, fine. You want to educate me on politics, fine. Leave a comment. Let's educate Bobby on the politics of this country and of the world. I would love to know. I'd love to find a place where I could learn facts, not opinions, not perspectives, but facts about what's going on in the country today. And so I'm going to be doing some research because I'm sure that some of the things I talk about in these 100 weeks, it's going to be political. So I'm going to need to be more educated. So I definitely will be diving into certain areas of the politics of this country. But you want to make America great again? President Trump is not doing that. I'm sorry. What I've seen so far, he's not doing that. But let's not talk about President Trump. Let's not talk about politics. Let's talk about making America great again. I remember being 61. I've lived through the 60s, the 70s, the 80s, the 90s, and now into the 2000s. And I remember in the 70s, both my parents worked. Before, both parents worked. and people took care of each other. We took care of our family, my cousins, my aunt, my uncles. We took care of each other. Whenever somebody would come by and ask my family for help, my parents helped them. Every Sunday, my father, being Italian, his parents came from Italy and migrated to South Jersey, got married and raised 9 children, one of them being my father. And he would cook, him and my mother would cook dinner on Sunday morning. They would be up at 6 in the morning, sometimes 5 in the morning, making meatballs from scratch. My dad would make his Italian sausage from scratch. He had a machine that he would feed the meat into the skin and make his own sausage. He made his own spaghetti from scratch. He made raviolis from scratch. I mean, this man, he was Italian. I don't know what to tell you. Anyway, but on Sunday at 2 o'clock, we'd have dinner. And I'm telling you, we'd have a house full of people. When we lived in New Jersey, we had a house full of people every Sunday. Every Sunday. My parents opened their house, and they always made more food than what we could possibly need. Because you never know who's going to come knock on your door, who wants dinner. And when we moved to Florida, many times my father was approached to open a restaurant because he was an amazing cook. And many times he was asked to open a restaurant. You should open a restaurant. And he said, I don't want the headaches. He was retired. He didn't want the headaches. I wouldn't want the headaches either. But he was an amazing cook. And every Sunday we'd open our house. That's what makes America great again. Getting to know your neighbor. Do you know your neighbors? Do you know the people who live on your street? How about the people at your church? How many people at your church do you know? Do you get together with? Make America great again. Be there for somebody else. Look out for the little guy. Look out for the underdog. Look out for the people. Have you ever done this? This was something that I love to do. I'll tell you something I love to do. I'm in the shopping center. I'm at Publix or Walmart or Target. I'm in line. And the person in front of me, they're ringing their groceries up. And before they can put their card in have it scanned or whatever, I put my card on the register on the machine and pay their bill. Or I'm in the drive-thru at Taco Bell. Don't judge me. Or Wendy's. I'll pay the bill behind me. I don't even ask them how much it is. I'll say, hey, I want to pay the guy behind me. I want to pay their bill. Sometimes it's $8. Sometimes it's one time at Taco Bell. I couldn't believe it. But one time at Taco Bell, it was over $30. And I'm like, what did they get? Everything on the menu? I go to Taco Bell. I spend $8. But it doesn't matter how much it is. You just pay it. And then you move on. You move on. I get what I ordered, and I leave. And the person behind me, maybe they will pay it forward. Maybe the person behind them will pay. Who knows? That's how you make it. How do you make America great again? You look out for the other guy. You look out for the other guy. That's how you make America great again. This stuff that we're looking at today in this country, you're not making America great again. I'm sorry. You can wear the hat. You can wear the T-shirt. You can, you know, say whatever you want to say. Do whatever you want to do. But until we start looking out for each other, until we start standing in the gap for those who can't stand in the gap for themselves, America's not going to be great again. Okay? It's the old saying, the rich keep getting richer and the poor keep getting poorer. Well, you know, and that's just the way it is. No, that's not the way it's supposed to be. And let me tell you something. I want to spend one of my podcasts telling you what it would be like if Jesus became president. Okay? It's not what you think. Believe me, it's not what you think. You know, President Trump, I did hear him, a soundbite with him saying that he's going to bring America back to Christian values. Well, then I have a problem with not President Trump. Like, again, I don't know politics enough. You can comment in the comments all you want. I don't know enough, but I do know this. The Supreme Court overturned Roe versus Wade, and that wasn't Christian. Now, a lot of you Christians will say, wait a minute, Bob, are you saying we should allow for abortions to happen? No, I'd love it if abortions were done away with, but it's not going to happen. And it's wrong for you to overturn Roe versus Wade. It was wrong. It wasn't godly. It was satanic. And I'm going to tell you why. God has given each one of us the right to choose. You can choose to believe in God or not believe in God. You can choose to sin or not to sin. You can choose what clothes you wear. You make every day, you make thousands of choices every day. God gave us that ability to do that. He gave us the right to do that. To take away someone's right to choose anything, the type of religion they follow, how they dress or how they wear their hair, you know, to take away someone's right to choose anything is not godly. It's satanic. When you try to control another human being with what you say or what you do, that's satanic. That's not godly. When people in the church command you need to do this. No, where's the love in that? Where are you honoring God by speaking out and saying, this is wrong, that's wrong? That's not what you're supposed to be doing as a Christian, okay? And taking away a woman's right to choose to have an abortion, that's not godly. Yes, I would love to see an end of abortion, but here's something to think about. If God created all things, didn't you think he created abortion for a reason? There's a reason why God created abortion. I don't know why. Maybe so you can make the choice to not do it or to do it. But he created it. Well, here's the thing I want you to think about. Everything that God created, you've destroyed. Everything. Everything he's created. This planet, we destroy it. I'm going to do a podcast about Pasco County, Florida, about how they're killing this county. They're killing you. If you live in Pasco County and you're listening to this podcast, they're killing you. The people, the powers that be, so to speak, they're killing you. And if you don't see it, you're going to want to listen to that podcast, as I'm going to show you how Pasco County is killing you if you live in Pasco County. That's why I want to get out of here. I want to move somewhere where there are trees and shrubs and grass. They're killing it. I noticed they've cut down, they've cleared out almost 200 acres. And then I drove down Little Road yesterday, and they're tearing down more of the forest, more of it, another 100 acres. And I'm going, what? Okay, I'm not going to go into it now, but believe me, when I talk about it, it's going to blow your mind. It's going to blow your mind. But get back to the original topic, choices. We all have a right to choose. We have a right to choose what we believe. We have a right to choose where we go, how we live. All our choices. There's I listen to rock and roll music. Yes, I'm a Christian who listens to rock and roll music, because rock and roll music is not the devil's music. Praise and worship is the devil's music. We'll get into that in another podcast. But I digress. I listen to rock and roll, and one of my favorite bands is Rush. And he have a song called Free Will. And there's a line in the song that says, even when you don't make a choice, you still made a choice. Let that sink in. Even though you don't make a choice, you still made a choice. So choices. This is what we as human beings have a right to do. And to take away someone's right to choose anything is ungodly. It's satanic. Stop doing it. Stop doing it. People should have a right to live their life the way they want to live, as long as it doesn't hurt somebody else. Now you may say, well, that hurts me. Whenever a baby is aborted, it hurts me. Well, get over it. Move on. And it's not your life. It's not your choice. It's a choice somebody else made. They have to answer for their choices, and you have to answer for your choices. I have to answer for my choices. That's why I'm very particular when I make a choice. I try to educate myself. I try to have the right perspective, or not the right perspective, but a good perspective on what I'm choosing. I don't want to talk about right and wrong, because everybody had that's another perspective that, you know, is subject to who you are as a person, what you think is right and what you think is wrong. You know, not everything is black and white. So just a little recap here. Don't give haters value. Stop giving them value. You want to make America great again? Help somebody that needs help. Pay for somebody's groceries at the grocery store. Pay for somebody's coffee in the line at Starbucks. Do something for somebody else. And it doesn't have to be somebody you know. It could be anybody. Anybody. And make good choices. And stop trying to control other people's lives. You don't know what they're going through. You don't know what they're faced with. Okay? So allow them to make their choices based on what their perspective is. Let them make their own choices. You're going to want to tune in. For the next 99 weeks, you're going to want to tune in. Because I'm going to show you. And let me tell you something. If you say, I don't believe in God, that doesn't matter. You don't have to believe in God to listen to this podcast. But let me tell you something else. At the end of the 100 weeks, you may believe in God. You may receive Jesus Christ as your Savior. It's a free gift. It's a choice that God gives us. You can choose it to follow it or not to. But tune in. Every Tuesday, I'm going to open the door, open your eyes, bring you a perspective that I have not heard before. I'm going to bring you a perspective that I guarantee you've never heard before. Okay? I don't walk around with rose-colored glasses. I don't have blinders on. I try to open my mind and my heart and my spirit to all possibilities. Because God is limitless. Why would I want to limit a limitless God? I wouldn't do it. I don't want to do it. Okay? I just don't want to do it. So that's something else to think about. All right? I know I've given you a lot to think about. That's okay. Comment, questions, bring them. Hate comments, I like to laugh. So bring them. Yeah. Whatever you want to say, say it. Don't be afraid. This is a safe place. I love you. I care about you. I want you to live a purposeful life. I want you to live your best life, and I'm going to show you how to do it. In 100 weeks, I'm going to show you how to do these things. Okay? Believe me when I tell you, when you walk away from this podcast, 28 to 33 to 35 minutes long, I'm not, you know, keeping it to just one time limit. I'm just going to rant until the rant is over. And hopefully you'll walk away with knowledge. You'll walk away with love because you're loved. I care about you as a human being. I love all humans. I do. And we'll talk about my favorite verse. We are going to talk about my favorite verse in one of these podcasts. And I love people. I do. I really do. And if I find myself in a position to be able to help you in any way that I can, I will do it. But if I can't, I'll pray that you find somebody that can. Okay? Now I'm going to end my podcast the same way I ended my radio show. Don't take my word for it. Search out the answers for yourself. And it's not about me. And it's not about you. It's about God and what He wants for the life of every human being on the planet today. If you're blessed, bless someone else. We are blessed to be a blessing. My name is Bobby King. End of rant.